but it's an attack in principle on all universal religions, which have become corrupted into ethnic religions or pseudo-ethnic religions, in other words, into the collective. And I'm afraid we find exactly the same sort of thing in the Buddhist countries. After all, in the Buddhist countries, everybody is a Buddhist. Think of that. Sometimes you find people adding up statistics and they say, in the world, there are 600 million Buddhists and 500 million Christians, and so on and so on. But if there were in the world 600 million Buddhists and 500 million Christians, it would be heaven on earth. But all this assumes, all this supposes, that one is born a Buddhist. But what does this mean, that one is born a Buddhist? I've met so many Buddhists in the East, and they come up to you and they say, well, are you a Buddhist? And you say, yes. Or how long? Oh, 20 years. Ah, they say, born Buddhist. I'm a born Buddhist. So what does this mean, being a born Buddhist? It means that you go on exactly as you would have done without Buddhism. But every now and then you call in the monks to chant a few sutras, and then everything becomes Buddhist by chanting those few sutras. I've seen, for instance, photographs of Thai monks chanting sutras and sprinkling holy water on guns destined for Vietnam. Why? Because the government, the Thai government, had ordered them to do so. But of course, it's a Buddhist government, so everything is all right. So one finds in all the Buddhist countries of the East nowadays, Buddhism closely identified with the national culture. And very often, even the monks are unable to distinguish between what is Buddhism, really Buddhism, and what is just the national culture. So they're not very much used for spreading Buddhism abroad. What they really want to do very often is to carry abroad their own national culture. Nothing to do with Buddhism. Very often they don't even know what Buddhism is. They only know their own national culture, customs, traditions. It's very much as it was in India in the days of the Raj with the Christian missionaries. They got hold of some poor, innocent, half-naked Indian villager. They put a pair of trousers on him and a shirt and a jacket with brass buttons. They took him up off the floor. They made him sit on a chair, use a plate, knife, fork, spoon, instead of his dirty fingers, as they thought. And then they tell him, John, because they'd given him a name, a Christian name, John. They say, John, now you really are a Christian. But if we're not careful, we do the same thing in terms of Buddhism. We take on all sorts of cultural things from the East, from Buddhist countries, and we think that this is Buddhism. And by following these things and learning these things, you become Buddhist. I remember a case some years ago. I heard that some Burmese monks had gone to Assam and were spreading Buddhism there. And I met some people who had met them in Assam, about 20 of them, these Burmese Buddhist monks, spreading Buddhism, and I was taught very, very successfully. So I asked these converts, so they said, well, what have you been taught? What have you learned? What is Buddhism? So they said, oh, the Burmese monks taught us two things. They taught us to eat dried fish, and to write the Burmese alphabet. And they really thought that they were spreading Buddhism in this way. It's a terrible story, and one might think that it would be impossible for this sort of thing to happen, but this is what does happen. People are so concerned with spreading national customs and traditions, not Buddhism as a pure spiritual teaching.